preaching from today is actually from Isaiah rather than from the Gospels. But the Gospel text that Rex read this morning, I want to be very careful how I said that, Rex read, is part of, it's part of a whole for the sermon today. So with the understanding that we are remembering that gospel reading of Jesus who came not to bring peace but to bring fire, and remembering the context of that, that we need to be ready and faithful and not disobedient and not trapped up in our sinfulness, we read from Isaiah chapter 5, 1 through 7. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill, and he dug it and cleared it of stones, and he planted it with the choicest of vines. And he built a watchtower in the midst of it, and hewed out a wine vat in that watchtower. And he expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down the wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon that land. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but he saw bloodshed. He expected righteousness, but heard a cry. If we are the house of Israel, and we are, if we are the people of God, and we are, it looks like we need to do some self-examination, because we've gotten ourselves all tied up to where we can't move or do anything except yell and scream and be angry and upset. It was true for biblical times in the Old Testament. It was true for biblical times in the New Testament. It's true now. We wrap ourselves up so tightly in everything that we think is right and we think is this, that, or the other thing that we trap ourselves. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you stand. Doesn't matter what you think. We all do it. Every single one of us does it. We get ourselves wrapped up in our own sinfulness. That's the weeds. That's the wild grapes. Some people would say, well, he got wild grapes. What's wrong with that? Anybody ever eaten wild grapes? Yeah? Yeah? What'd they taste like?
Wild grapes.
Wild grapes?
Pretty sour.
Well, at the time I had wild grapes, they were sour. And they didn't produce a lot. There was an awful lot of weed, not much grape. Now, the farmer, God, genuinely went into all of this with all of the right ideas. He, you know, hoed the field and he fertilized it. He got it all ready. He planted it with the choicest seeds. That's what God does for us. But so often what happens is that instead of us working to continue to grow beautifully and to be magnificent as God wants us to be, we tie ourselves up tighter and tighter until we can't do anything right according to God. It starts with little things. I'm mad about this. I'm going to hold on to that anger forever and ever and ever. I'm never going to let go of it. I think these people are terrible people, so I'm going to hate them and hate them and hate them because I'm right, they're wrong. I'm going to walk around the earth and I'm going to proclaim that I know exactly what's right in this world. I'm going to walk around this world and I'm going to love only those people that I want to love. Do you see what's happening? We do this to ourselves, which means we can also undo it. We can stop hating. We can stop not living according to God's will of love, His commandment of love. We can stop living with the decision that we're not going to work for justice because we have it all, so we don't have to work for anybody else's justice because what do we care about them? As long as we got ours, we're just fine. We can free ourselves from all of this stuff. We can free ourselves with God's help, with Jesus' help. Do you understand that as Jesus was being tied, as he was being whipped, as he was being crucified, as he was being nailed to the cross, he was taking all of this stuff for us to help us be free. And to help us be the amazing, funny, beautiful creatures that God wants us to be. Sheila Scott brought the flowers today. This is for the start of school. She did it for the teachers, she did it for the kids, she did it for us, and she did it to remind us that this is who we are in God's eyes. To be in the world. We need to love more and laugh more and enjoy more and not be afraid to meet somebody new and make new friends and not be afraid to play. Let me say that again. Not be afraid to play. Take the sweetness of Christ and the joy of Christ and the love of Christ with us each and every day and fill ourselves up till we look like this when we walk out of the door in the morning. Because if we look like this when we walk out of the door in the morning, it's going to be really hard to hate somebody. It's going to be really hard to be prejudiced. It's going to be really hard not to work for justice. It's going to be really hard not to want to serve. Because come on, folks. This is wonderful. We are to be a fruitful, productive vineyard. Not a vineyard of wild grapes. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you, thank you, thank you for making us beautiful and wondrous and in your image. I never, Lord, thought about you having googly eyes, but maybe you do, Lord. Please forgive us for being so difficult to work with. And please help us listen to your voice calling us to be your people. your loving, joy-filled, blessed, wondrous creations, justice-seeking, inclusive, peacemaking people. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is "The Voice of God is Calling," verses 1 and 3, and "The Voice of God is Calling." Is calling us to be in unity with one another, is calling us to work together, and calling us to be beautiful, wondrous grapes instead of the wild ones. Let us stand and sing.